very much, Josh. And yes, a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show today, and we are looking forward to it. Special off-season edition. And we do a few of these through the off-season with Coach. It's kind of keeping everybody updated on what is going on with the Michigan Tech hockey program as we get set for another exciting season. And I'm a little bit more juiced up for the coming season than I have been in a while. Just I think a lot of it having to do with the schedule and knowing that we have more home games this coming year than we did this past year. And some of the teams coming in here, like the Michigan Wolverines, very exciting because they, because it's Michigan, first of all, and because they haven't been here in eons. So looking forward to that, and we'll be chatting with Coach Mel Pearson about all those details. Now, if you have a question for Coach Pearson, you can email us at the studios, dj@themix93.com. Coach will ask, we'll ask those questions for you right here on the radio live. And we are the main reason we are doing this today from the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena is to remind everybody that season hockey tickets for Michigan Tech are on sale and at a discounted price only through the end of this week. $225 for a season ticket over 20 dates at home for the Michigan Tech hockey team. And after Saturday, it goes back up west from to $300. So we want to make sure everybody, anybody that would want to take advantage of this knows about it and does, because there's no going back after Saturday.
That's right. We've had them on sale at the $225 price since I think February, and so it's been out there. The word's out. If hopefully you've heard about it, and if you haven't, now's your chance. You've got until Saturday night at the end of our carnival event here to get them at that $225 price. That's just over $10 a game.
Yeah, I mean that, when you break it down like that, I think
for
it
a reserve
really
seat
sets in
at a Division I game. I mean, what a deal! I don't know that there's another Division I program that has prices that low, and you know, for the quality teams we're going to have in here, it's going to be an outstanding deal. And obviously, we're looking forward to another great season and continuing to take those steps forward in the new WCHA.
Yes, and on Saturday, not only will the kids get a chance to play with the Huskies, win prizes, eat free food. Big video board's going to be turned on and ready to go.
Absolutely. I think we're going to have the Xbox hooked up to the video board, so maybe a little NHL on the game on the Xbox, and kids can come out and try that. It'd be kind of a cool novelty for them to get to play on the big video board. We tested it out, I'm proud to say, and during work hours, and it works great.
Looking forward to it. Starts at 4 o'clock, goes till 6, and that is the Spring Hockey Carnival here at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Everything will be on the playing surface here at the ice arena, and we encourage everybody to come on out after your baseball games on Saturday or whatever else you have going on. Just come on out. It's only a two-hour event. It's not going to take up your whole day, not going to take up your whole night. It's perfectly timed, and a chance to get a free dinner or a free meal out of it with the kids and bring everybody along. We're going to have Coach Mel Pearson in just a moment. Right now we'll break really quick for a news beat and come back. The Mel Pearson Show continues after this right here on Mix 93. Again, if you have a question for Coach, you can email it to us right now, dj@themix93.com. Welcome back live here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Mel Pearson Show continuing, a special edition, an off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show. We have a few of these throughout the off-season. Coach has joined us today live from the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Dirk. Happy to be with you guys this morning.
Hey, a beautiful week outside, but still fun to talk hockey no matter what the weather is. And there is no off-season anymore, is there, Coach? Just off-season from games. This is our year-round sport, especially for these guys on your team.
Well, it is, and we've talked about some of that before, you know, whether it's recruiting. Coach McCult is actually in a rink today in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, so he'll be there all weekend, and I go out next weekend for approximately 3 weeks in a row, so it doesn't end. You know, we had a recruit in on the Memorial Day weekend. We had a recruit here on that Friday and Saturday on an unofficial visit, so it's just never ending. I mean, you always are trying to stay one step ahead of the competition, and hockey's become year-round, like most sports have now. So, but that's okay. Like, you know, Dirk, I have an addiction, and that addiction is called hockey, and I got to fill it with hockey. And true hockey fans would have stayed up to watch that game last night right to the end.
Yeah, well, not those that got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. But
excuses are for losers. You know that.
Well, I am a loser.
No, you're not a loser. I shouldn't say that, but we can't make excuses.
Well, talk, NHL in just a little bit, but you brought up a good point. You had a recruit in, and talk a little bit about the difference bringing somebody in this time of year when we have weather outside that is really nice to maybe in the middle of the season where we have great hockey, but we might have a blizzard outside.
Well, it's quite a difference, obviously. But, you know, in the wintertime, we don't hide it. You can't hide it, obviously, but we make the most of that, and we tell them, you know, it's a hockey town, it's a hockey community, and we get weather, you know, and when you're a player, you don't mind that. Most of our players come from an area where they get snow and cold, and they're used to it. It's hockey weather, so, but it is a difference. I know the young man we had up and his dad, they went up to Copper Harbor and Eagle Harbor there just to do some exploring on their own the one day, and then they went out and played 9 holes of golf, so they took advantage of it, but it's a lot nicer when you're walking on campus. You know, obviously campus, very pretty area, and we have some gorgeous areas in this community. We really do, and I think it really sells itself in the summer, and kids really enjoy what they see up here, so it was a good visit, and, you know, I think I'm glad things turned out, and he ended up committing to come to Michigan Tech 2-3 years down the line. And that's how recruiting is now. It seems like you're always a couple years ahead of yourself.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the recruiting, and we're pretty much set for a while, I'm guessing, and that has made this whole assistant coach thing maybe a little bit easier. Obviously, Billy McCault has been doing a great job, but Damon, congratulations to him, has moved on to the Lake State Lakers as their new head coach, and you're in searching right now for a new head coach, assistant coach.
Sure, and we'll talk about that, obviously, and very happy for Damon, and, you know, well-deserved, and I know he's going to do a good job there. He really is. You know, he's very good with the players. I think that's what they were looking for, someone who can really communicate and really help teach and get involved with the players and also the community, and Damon's going to do an outstanding job with that. So just a coincidence, we end up playing them. Damon's first ever collegiate games of any type. We play them. Because of a quirk in the schedule, we had to move those games from where they were originally scheduled to the opening day of college hockey. So it's going to be a little weird, obviously, seeing him across the ice on the other side. But like I said, he's going to do a good job. And obviously that's provided us an opportunity to go out and bring someone else in here. And we've had no shortage of great candidates. I mean, I'm really, you know, you always have guys in mind who you'd like to go out and see if they're interested and bring here with us, and we've done that, and we've talked to a couple of those guys, and then obviously we've had a number of applications, and very impressed with the field of applicants. So I'm like a kid in a candy store. I want one of everything. You know, they really, each one of the candidates really has something that they bring to the table. So we're going to narrow it down, and hopefully in the next, I would say, 2 to 4 weeks, we should have someone on board with us. But like you mentioned, the recruiting is so far ahead now that, you know, we're in maybe not a big rush to get somebody else on board. We'd just like to get someone here, obviously, a month, 2 months ahead of our schedule, just so they can get acclimated to the area and make the move and you know, get acclimated to our team and what we expect as coaches and start scheduling our recruiting for the fall. So, because that'll be upon us pretty soon. So, anyway, really looking forward to that and getting some new blood in here. You know, we always are excited when the freshmen come, and it'll be exciting to have someone new on our staff here with new ideas and you know, to help us make that next step in the standings.
Well, Damon being gone and he playing us in that first week, and then you mentioned the schedule shift on that being a Saturday, Sunday, and league games. We've talked about this already the last Mel Pearson show, but does that concern you at all? I know it's the first game for both teams, but, man, you really don't get a chance to fully practice with the teams until that weekend.
Well, that Saturday is your first official day of practice, but prior to that, you can go out on the ice 2 hours a week starting September 5th. So the one thing that doesn't concern me as much is we have 9 of our top 10 returning scorers back. You know, we have, you know, 5 of our 6 defensemen who played in our final game back. And, you know, we've got a couple goalies, obviously, with Jamie Phillips, who's played games. He's back. So we do have a veteran group coming back. If we had a lot of younger guys, I'd be a little more concerned because, obviously, there's so much to work on, whether it's power play, penalty killing, just all your systems. You're trying to get the new guys acclimated. And we're not going to change too much. So, like I said, our returning guys, they'll be fine, and they'll be ready to go.
power play last year, struggled halfway in. Second half was so much better. Are you really confident now that something has really clicked with